This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in New Delhi. Union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and JP Nadda were also present in the meeting. Maharashtra chief minister Devendra Fadnavis, Andhra Pradesh chief minister Chandrababu Naidu, Odisha chief minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Madhya Pradesh chief minister Mohan Yadav, Rajasthan chief minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Delhi chief minister Rekha Gupta were among those who attended the meeting. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Ms. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Vikasit Delhi.
आज हम सचिवालय में आके मुख्यमंत्री कार्यालय में मैंने चार्ज भी संभाल लिया है और शाम को तुरंत आज की डेट में कैबिनेट की मीटिंग भी रख ली गई है। जो मिशन विकसित दिल्ली का है उसको पूरा करने के लिए लगातार काम किया जाएगा, एक भी दिन उसमें से व्यर्थ नहीं होगा और एक एक कमिटमेंट जो हमारी दिल्ली से है उसे पूरा करेंगे।
Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Home Minister Amit Shah today said around 10,500 youths of Northeast have surrendered their weapons since 2014 and joined the mainstream. The Home Minister said this while addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation, organized by Assam Rifles in collaboration with the Northeast Association for Social Welfare in New Delhi. Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Ashtalakshmi. He added that from economic and cultural development to sports, education, agriculture and entrepreneurship, work has been done to open the doors of unlimited opportunities for the youth of the Northeast in every field.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूरे भारत में प्रसिद्ध करने का काम किया। नॉर्थ ईस्ट ये 8 राज्य भारत को हर तरह से समृद्ध करने के लिए सक्षम है, चाहे आर्थिक विकास हो, चाहे सांस्कृतिक विकास हो, चाहे देश की सुरक्षा हो, चाहे खेल हो, चाहे रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट हो। हर जगह नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के लिए ढेर सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज पड़ी हैं।
Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Ananta Nageswaran's term has been extended by 2 years till March 2027. The Ministry of Finance issued an office order in this regard today. Dr. V. Ananta Nageswaran assumed charge as the Chief Economic Advisor in January 2022. Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay reached New Delhi this afternoon on a 3-day visit to India. Mr. Tobgay will hold a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit. He will also participate in the Seoul Leadership Conclave as the keynote speaker tomorrow. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the Code of Ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today launched the Electronic Personnel License, EPL, for pilots in New Delhi. The EPL will simplify the licensing and renewal process for pilots, offering greater convenience and will be accessible via the EGCA mobile application. In men's cricket, Bangladesh were 228 for 9 in 49 overs against India in their opening Group A clash of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh has won the toss and opted to bat. The Rohit Sharma-led Indian team are favourites in the tournament, with strong performances expected from Shubman Gill and KL Rahul. On the other hand, Bangladesh, led by confident captain Najmul Hussain Shanto, looks to leverage their young pace attack. And with that, we end this news bulletin.